我们在阿摩斯书里边看了两次。
That we have studied the book of Amos twice.
我们了解到神当时用一个何等的心情来对着以色列。
And we could understand what kind of heart that the Lord had toward the Israelites.
在以色列人的背完全向着我们的神的时候。
When the Israelites, they were turning their back against our Lord.
神在以色列中兴起先知来说话，没人愿意听的时候。
And at the time when the Lord raised up prophets among the Israelites and nobody would listen.
神非常严肃的在犹大那边兴起人来向着以色列说话。
That God solemnly raised up someone in the land of Judah to speak to Israel.
我们晓得阿摩斯先知说过话不太久，以色列就给亚述灭掉了。
And we know that not long after Prophet Amos began to speak that Israel was destroyed by Assyria.
所以我们几乎可以说，当阿摩斯说话的时候，是神给以色列一个最后的机会了。
So we could say that when the time that Amos spoke, this was the last chance that God gave to Israel.
神很清楚地给他们看见神是一位怎样的神。
And God let them see very clearly what kind of God he was.
我们留意到第一章里头，神先对围绕着以色列的那些外邦的国家宣告神的追讨。
In chapter 1, we could see that God was making the proclamation against the nations neighboring Israel.
弟兄姊妹记得，我们一直在那个三番四次的犯罪，我必不追讨他的这一个话，表达了神自己的那一个性情。
And from the words about for three sins, or even for four, I would not turn back my wrath, we can see God's character.
这里给我们看到神容让人，或者说神容忍人，在他的面前有许多的不该有的事。
That from this we can see God's forbearance about among men.
但是神的容忍乃是盼望他们有机会来回转。
But the forbearance of God is that so that man would have a chance to turn back.
但是神也非常显明地说，神的容忍是有底线的。
But God also spoke very clearly that his forbearance has a limit.
人不要把神逼到神的底线那里去。
That man should not force God into its limit.
如果把神逼到那个底线，神说我一定追讨的。
That if man forced God to his limit, that God said I would pursue for sure.
我没追讨以前，我留下机会给你们悔改。
Before I pursue, I will leave you an opportunity to repent.
但是你必须看到
But you have to see.
如果人仍然留在那一个与神相悖的光景里，神的追讨一定来的。
If men continue to oppose God, God's pursuit would surely come upon them.
我们也留意到神的追讨不单是在他的选民的这个范围里。
And we also see that God's pursuit is not only limited to his chosen people.
其实神的那个追讨最重的这个点乃是在他的选民里。
But the focus of the pursuing of God is in his chosen people.
但是神先在他周围的列国里头宣告追讨。
But God first proclaimed his pursuing among the nations around his chosen people.
让以色列人先来认识神是怎样的，是一位不以有罪为无罪的神。
So that the people of Israel will know that God is someone who would not count sin as sinners.
同时，神也指出列国所犯的罪，他们的那一个表现和他们那个根基是什么回事。
And also God pointed out the sins committed by the neighboring nations. What is the foundation and what's the nature of the sin?
一般来说，那是人性的堕落的那个结果。
In generally speaking, it's a result of the downfall of human nature.
但是当神宣告了列国所受的审判以后，
But after God proclaimed the punishment of the neighboring nations.
神就转过来对着选民说话了。
God returned and spoke to the chosen people.
而我们就看到神的公义和公正。
And then we see the justice and the righteousness of God.
而不会因着这些是选民，那些不是选民，所以对选民就宽大一点，对外邦就严厉一点。
That he would not make a difference, and because these are the chosen people, he will be more lenient toward them.
很显然的，我们看到。
And very clearly, we can see.
透过阿摩斯所说出的话，我们看到。 不管是外邦人或者是神的选民，他们在神眼中所受的鉴察是一样的。And
through the words spoken by Amos, we could see that how God treats the His own people, the chosen people and the Gentiles, the same.
而不过有一个非常明显的不同。But
that's one clear difference.
在外邦的邦国里边，神所指出来的是他们的行为。
Among the Gentile nations, what God pointed out was their behavior.
没有再点出他们这些行为的那一个源头。
He did not point out the origin of the behavior.
因为那是人性的堕落的人性带出来的结果就是这样。
Because that was the corruption of human nature.
让人看见。 堕落的人，他没有办法不是这样的。And
men can see that the, with a corrupted nature, you cannot help but be like that.
但是一转过来向着选民说话的时候。But
when he spoke to the chosen people.
我们上一次末了的时候，轻轻提了一下。At
the end of last time, we mentioned it lightly.
很轻松地看到。That
we could see very clearly.
不单是指出他们行动上的那些败落。
God not only pointed out the corruption of the behavior.
更重要的，神指出他们败落的那一个根源。More
importantly, God pointed out the origin of the behavior, the corruption.
这是对外邦的责备的里边是没有的。And
this is not something that's included in the rebuke of the Gentile nations.
那很清楚的给我们看到。And
it lets us see clearly. 神对他选民的那一个追讨。
乃是根据他们和神中间那一个特殊的关系。So
we can see the pursuing after the chosen people. It has to do with the relationship between them and God.
所以我们看到神向犹大说话的时候。So
we can see when God spoke to Judah.
他就指出他们的问题。And
he pointed out their problems.
那是在第二章。Which
is in chapter 2.
第四节开始向犹大说话。
Starting from verse 4, speaking to Judah.
像耶和华如此说，犹大人三番四次的犯罪，我必不免去他们的刑罚，因为他们厌弃耶和华的训诲，不遵守他的律例。This
is what the Lord says, for three sins of Judah, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because they have rejected the law of the Lord.
他们的列祖所随从虚假的，使他们走迷了路。Because
they have led astray by false gods, the gods their ancestors followed.
那所以神就要给犹大碰到一些个毁灭。So
God would let Judah come across destruction.
但是阿摩斯说话的时候，犹大还维持着一个表面和神没有过不去的那种情形。
But at the time when Amos was speaking, Judah was still maintaining on the surface a good relationship with God.
因为弟兄姊妹，你留意到阿摩斯书是在乌西亚，犹大王乌西亚和以色列人，这个耶罗波安第二在位的时候说话的。Because
Amos spoke at the time when Uzziah was king and also Jeroboam was king.
对犹大来说，距离犹大的灭亡。 大概还有200多300年。And
that was about 200, 300 years before the destruction of Judah.
但是对以色列的灭亡来说呢，那只有20多年。But
for Israel, that was only about 20 years before Israel was destroyed.
那所以当时犹大的光景是在一种迷迷糊糊的当中，但是却没有落到叫神的怒气 发作的地步。
So that time the condition of Judah is somewhat confusing, but it's not under God's wrath yet.
所以在阿摩斯书说话的时候，对犹大的责备是原则性的。
So at the time of Amos, the words spoken to Judah was based on principles.
这个原则性是带着警告的。
And it comes with warning.
让犹大听见神说的话，他们知道他们该怎么来定规他们的脚步。
So when Judah heard the words of the Lord, they know how to direct the footsteps.
我们要继续留在这个以神怒气的光景呢？还是我们要转回归向神？
Do we want to remain in the wrath of God, or do we want to repent and return?
这是神对给犹大听见他说话的时候，神盼望在犹大中间能看到这样的一个心思上的挣扎。
So this is what God wanted to see, how they would struggle in their hearts when they heard His words.
最低限度他们晓得我们走错了路，我们要回转。
At the very least, that they would know that they are walking astray and they would repent.
但是当阿摩斯把他的话一转向以色列的时候，
But when Amos was speaking to Israel,
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
那的话就很严重了。
These words are very severe.
也很沉重了。
And it's very heavy.
并且也很详尽了。
And it's very detailed.
把 以色列面对着的那些问题很明确的摊开在他们眼前。
It laid out all the problems that